The Sulphur Springs Police Department feels they have solved two cases with the Thursday arrest of a 31-year-old Kaufman man currently residing in Sulphur Springs. We get details from Sulphur Springs Police Detective Sergeant Monty Tipps.
Yesterday morning, I was assigned a case that occurred at the Terminix building there, 521 Main. One of their vehicles had been broken into, and a handheld computer and a printer and a cell phone had been reported to have been taken out of that vehicle. Later on in the day, a person came to the Terminix building and attempted to, or gave back some of the property that had been taken. That person told the employees at Terminix that he had found this stuff in the weeds or whatever. Of course, that didn't add up because it had been raining and this stuff didn't appear to have been, had it gotten wet. And so we found out where this person was possibly living. They're actually on Main Street, and went to the house and located him there. His name is Joshua Wren. He has a Kaufman address, but he's been staying here in Sulphur Springs for quite some time. Joshua gave consent for us to search the apartment. He didn't have the authority to do so, so his girlfriend, who actually lived there, and her mom, who also lives there, did give consent to search also. And so we searched the apartment, and one of the first things that was found there was a usable amount of a controlled substance. Special crimes investigator Mark Estes found that, and it's being sent off now to be tested to see if it's methamphetamine or cocaine. Mm-hmm. But while we were in there, he was arrested on that charge, and so I found several items, including a GPS that was also taken out of this same burglary, and the victim of the burglary, a bottle of his medication, was also in there. Mm-hmm. And he hadn't even realized that it was gone. And so got him down to the sheriff's office, and Joshua Wren, he confessed to committing that burglary. And while doing so, David Gilmore had spoken to him about a case that he had been assigned of an unauthorized use of motor vehicle. About 3 weeks ago, a vehicle was taken out of a garage, I believe off of Conley Street. Hmm. And Wren, and it had been taken down to Van Zandt County, I believe, and left. And Wren admitted to also taking that vehicle. So right now he's in jail on the possession of a controlled substance charge and the unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. The misdemeanor charge of the burglary of a vehicle will be coming later.
Hmm. Okay. I'm sure he'll be seeing JP and all that.
Yes, he should be arraigned by now, I would assume. But he's possibly going to have other warrants out of other counties as well. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that I'll probably be being contacted by some victims of some other offenses that I've questioned him about. Any burglary, any car burglaries that we have here or have had recently, I questioned him on those, and he's denying any involvement on any of those. He said this was the only one.
Joshua Lee Wren has been charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and with possession of a controlled substance before Justice of the Peace Brad Cummings, who set bonds totaling $15,000 on Wren. KSST News.